We'll do a review on the Kutta Sichas in Chelik Chav Beis in volume 22. This is the first Sicha for the Parshas Acharei. It's a Rashi Sicha. The Rebbe explains a Rashi in which Rashi discusses that the Kohen Gadol only put on the four garments whenever he did the work inside of the Oyel Moed in the Avodas Pnim. And the Rebbe says seemingly this Rashi means one thing, but if you look at the words, the Rebbe tries to suggest first one way, the other way, but then the Rebbe says there's a lot more in this Rashi. The Rebbe reveals to us tremendously the real pshat in the Rashi, and also every word in the Rashi is precise and is accurate, and there is also a halachic difference between the way Rashi learns and the way the Rambam learns, as the Rebbe explains in the Sicha. We'll go step by step. First, the Rebbe brings down the Rashi. Aleph, betchilas parshosenu, in the beginning of our parsha of Achrei, buazver derzeilt, v'diritz related, v'yoymer Hashem el Moshe, Hashem says to Moshe, daber el arin goymer, speak to Aaron, etc. V'al yovoy b'chol eis el ha-kodesh goymer. He should not come in any times into the Kodesh, meaning to the Kodesh HaKadoshim. The Pasuk says, Bizois Yovoy Arin El HaKodesh. That this, it would Arin come to the Kodesh. That in addition to the fact that he's not allowed to just go in any time into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, but when he does go in on Yom Kippur, he must, as Rei Rashi learns, that's what he must do. Bezois yovei arin al hakodesh. He must bring the following korbanos when he comes into the kodesh. And the Torah talks about brings down two korbanos, the por for a chatos and an ayil for an oila. And then the pasuk says, kesoines bad kodesh yilbosh goymer, that the Kohen Gadol should wear the shirt of Bad, over Misnefes Bad, goes through the etc., all the other garments, that all the garments, the four garments that the Pasuk mentions, the Misnefes, Avnit, Bad, Yachir, that he serves with these four Gadol. So, stellt sich Rashi auf die Wörter Ksoines Bad Goymer und ist mefarisch. So, Rashi bases himself on the words Ksoines Bad and he explains, what does this Pasuk tell us? Magid, this tells us, She'einoi mishamesh lifnim b'shmoyne b'godim shu mishamesh b'hem b'chutz she'esh b'hem zov. That he does not serve the Kohen Gadol, his service that takes place inside, he does not use eight begodim. Normally a Kohen Gadol, the Kohen Hedjit has four begodim. The Kohen Gadol has four additional, has a total of eight begodim. So this Pasuk is telling us that he does not serve with the eight begodim shu mishamesh b'hem b'chutz, that he would serve with them, those on the outside, when it's not pnim, when it's not Avodas Pnim inside, but on the outside, Sheyesh Bahem Zov. The problem is that they also have these four garments, additional garments. They also have gold in them. Yesh Bahem Zov. There is gold intertwined in the other garments of the Kohen Gadol, the Choshen, the Eifed. So, therefore, we don't want him to use it. Why? Lefi she'ein kateger nase saneger. Because the kateger, the one who is the prosecution, cannot become the defense, since we're coming to atone for the sin of the Egel Hazov, which was made out of gold. So we can't have gold doing the atonement when we're coming to atone for a sin of gold. So therefore, those four garments that contain gold in them, the Kohen Gadol would not wear them in the service when he did it bifnim, inside. Elo b'arbo k'koyen hedjet. But he only used the four garments, just like an ordinary Kohen. V'kulon shel butz, and all these were made out of linen. They were not gold, they were just made out of linen, and therefore they're okay, those four are okay, but the extra four the Kohen Gadol did not use. Well, the Rebbe is going to explain the whole Arichas in Rashi and everything with all the details. The Pashtus is the Pshat in Pirush Rashi. There was the simple meaning in Rashi. This is not the place where we're talking about the garments of the Kohen Gadol, what he needs to wear. We learned earlier in the Chumash about the different garments that were made for the Kohen Gadol. So why is the Pasuk all of a sudden telling us the four garments that the Kohen Gadol wore over here? So we're learning that this is to tell us that he only wore four garments and not to exclude the eight. The Pasuk doesn't say Befedish that he didn't wear the other four. The Torah just says the four that he should wear. So Rashi says that this is teaching us that he only wore four and not eight. The Pashtus is the Pshat in Pirush Rashi. What is simply the meaning in Rashi's commentary? Akumdo Farenferen is coming to answer Vos Doshtei Der Tzivui of Anton Di Begodim. Over here, the Torah commands to put on the garments. It says Ksoines Bad Kodesh Yilbosh, Ba'avnit Bat Yachgir, Mistefes Bad Yitznoif. And then the positive big de kodesh heim goyim ruveshom, that these are holy garments, you should put them on. Why are we talking over here what he needs to put on? The anaya zach, as if this is something new. We don't know that he has to wear the garments by when he does a service. Achidush dover, this is something a novelty. Bishaz dos yishem feirush noch in parshas tetzave. This has already been clearly articulated in the portion of Tetzaveh. Sai der etzem chiv tzumachan di begodim. Both we learned about the obligation to make, how to construct these garments. Usai der chiv zei tzutrogon. And also that there is an obligation to wear them when you're going to do the service. Bevoyim eloyel moyed begishta malamizbeach. When they come, when the Kohanim come to the Oyel Moed, or when they come close to the Mizbeach L'Shores B'Kodesh, to serve in the Holy, either going into the Pnim, to the Oyel Moed, or on the Mizbeach, which is on the outside, in the Chotzer, still they have to wear their garments, V'lo Yisro Ovin V'Meisu Goymer, and they should not carry a sin and die. So we know that they have to wear these garments. So, vos gid zu der tzivu doi ben dibul aren. So what is adding here by aren to tell him that he has to put on the garments? So Rashi is telling us that what the pasuk is telling us here is not that you have to wear garments when you are doing the service, but the pasuk means to say that only these garments, to exclude, but not the other four garments. It's Rashi Mevayer. So Rashi explains, as der posik kumdo zogon, what the posik is coming to tell us, magid, to teach us, to tell us. We're not trying to tell you what are the garments that you have to wear when you go in, but to try to tell you that you only wear this and not the others. Nit ois tzerechem. The Pasukum the Zogon Magid, Nit Ois Tzerechen and the Bigdi Kahuna. We're not coming here just to enumerate the garments of the Kahuna. Undem Tzivui, and their destruction, as Medarv Zey Anton, that you must wear them, you must put them on. Ben Megeta Rein Tzuton Davei De Bekoidesh, to go in, you must wear them when you're going in to do the service in the holiness. That's not what the pasuk is coming to tell us over here. Nor as erdaf onton blois di begodim, but the pasuk is trying to tell you, Magi, that we only have to wear these garments. Unit di shmoine begodim, but not the 8 garments. Vengovachem ad gilaron friyin in parshas tetzave, which we had learned earlier in parshas tetzave, as in zeh is aren meshamesh alamol, that aren serves all the time in 8 garments. So the pasuk is telling you, no, it's only these 4 and not the other ones. But the Rebbe says that doesn't really sit well with the word magid that Rashi is on. So this magid means to teach us something that is not evident in the pasuk, to tell you, but this says beferish in the pasuk that these are the 4 that and only these 4. That's quite clear in the pasuk itself. Why is Rashi saying magid? We still need to have understand. Hoisofas tevas magid in Pirush Rashi. When Rashi adds the word magid, is bederach klal in afal. Usually, it's in a case when the inyan was Rashi zogt state nit bepshat haposik meferish. When the idea that Rashi is stating here is not written meferish in the posik, in the simple meaning of the posik. Nor magid. It's coming to teach us the pasuk kum zogen a gewisse zach. The pasuk is coming to tell us something specific, to tell us, to teach us something. Noisef ev dem vaser zog befedish. In addition to what it says in the pasuk clearly, it's coming to teach us magid. Is don it verstandig? Here in our case, we don't understand why is Rashi saying the word magid. Derin yen azer tut on nor arba begodim. This idea that he only puts on 4 garments. Nitshmoyne begodim, not 8 garments, stayed befedish in them posik. That says very clearly in the posik. So why is magid? Rashi should say that ain't a meshavish with the 8, only the 4. But why is magid to teach us? Also, the end, Rashi is a long language here in the end. Not the 8, elo barbo ki koyen hedyut vekulon shel butz. What does Rashi mean with this addition? Only with the 4 of a koyin hedyut, and they're all made out of linen. Aleph. Mezetim posik. Ado zayin oiz gerechent arba begodim. Posik says that there's 4. So why does Rashi have to add, is vos dafes Rashi zogun? Why does Rashi have to say that? Rashi could have said that he doesn't serve with the 8 begotten that he usually serves. And the fact that he's doing with 4, Rashi doesn't have to say that the Pasuk says the 4 begotten that you use. So why is Rashi say Elo Barbo? And the second thing is, Rashi is coming to tell us, Kikoin Hedget. Base, Bosis are Moisiv Machadish Kikoin Hedget. Why is he coming to add and tells us a novelty like a Kikoin Hedget? Meveis does shoin from Freer. In Parshas Tetzave, we already know this from Parshas Tetzave that a Kohen Hedyut wears, as a Kohen Hedyut rocked not arba begodim, only wears 4 begodim. So we don't have to say that like a Kohen Hedyut. That's already obvious. We know that already. Bechol oifen. Either way, let's say that we didn't know that a Kohen. But why is it important to us to know what the Kohen Hedyut wears? We just say, Elo Barbo, that this Kohen Gadol does. Whether we know it from before or we don't know it from before, he still doesn't have to say like a Kohen Hedyut because he's wearing the 4, because that's what the Pasuk says for the Kohen Gadol in this case. And number 4, the question is, why does Rashi say, V'kulon shel butz, they're all made out of linen, Shtei b'feresh impossible, by yedron for di begodim. It says, by each one of the garments, it says Ksoines bad kodesh, Michne say bad, Wavnit bad. I also said by each one of the begotten, Mazer Zolzain from bad, it must be linen. That the Pasuk says Befedish. Vos is Rashi, Moise, Vekulon Shel Butz. Why is Rashi adding that they're all made out of linen, Kulon Shel Butz? Butz and bad is the same thing. But we already see this in the Pasuk. So there's a lot more Rashi is trying to tell you over here. Something more that is not at the simple like we thought before, as the Rebbe will explain it later on. But now in Nois Gimel, the Rebbe is coming to say that maybe there could be a whole different shot over here, that maybe actually the Maggid is coming to tell you that this whole idea that is only wearing four because the Pasuk says that you only fear only four, maybe we can learn it differently. That the he really wears eight, but the four that the four begodim, the Pasuk is not trying to tell you that he doesn't wear the other eight. He wears all of them, but the Torah is coming to tell you that there's a difference in the makeup of these garments of linen, whether they were woven or they're just are made out of a single thread, not because the usually, as we'll see, they were woven. But Rashi says no, they are the same as the Kohen hedges. There's no difference in the way these they were made. Maybe that's why not coming to tell you. So Rashi's telling you no, Magid, that he wears only four and he doesn't wear the eight. Let's look inside. Gimel lechayre v'ot megikent lernen. It seems like maybe we could interpret as Rashi kum cholu zayin gor another pirush that Rashi is coming here to reject another impossible interpretation. Lernen digdam posik senes bat kodesh goymer, as we learned the posik that he should wear this ksenes of bat, vot men giken zogun, one could argue and say, hayoyis has meveshim from parshas tetzave, since we already know from the portion of tetzave, as arin koin godl hot shmeini begodim, that arin the koin godl had eight garments, vzeinen avoze ale zeinen, all eight together are lechove de lucifores, they're meant for honor and for beauty for the Kohen Gadol. V'kumtas as by marangi nachas bashana l'kodesh hakadoshim. So how come when he enters once a year into the Holy of Holies, this special avodah, so that onton nor firfun de begodim, he should be putting on only four of the garments, unid the andere fir and not the other four. Memayit zaynin dem lechove de lucifores, to diminish the honor and the beauty. So that's something which there's a problem with. You would have a problem. So how would you learn? Mitzadevot mengilern. That's why one can learn what would have learned as der posikum nizogen, as der darf onto nor di fir begodim. Could have said that the posik is not coming to tell us that you only have to put these four and not others. Vorum sis poshut, because you would say it's obvious as enough onton bimekolshkin for agansior, that he needs to put on all eight for sure, because even if a whole year he puts on eight, for sure Yom Kippur. Der posik kum zogun dem shinu shebi Yom Kippur. What is the posik coming to tell us? Not only four, but to tell you the change what takes place in Yom Kippur. As di dalet begodim darfun zayin dalet b'yema darfun zayin dalmol b'yema kipurim. These four begodim, this regular four begodim that are normally made out of linen, but on Yom Kippur they need to be different. Anders, they need to be different. That's what the pasuk is telling us. How are they different? Against your zayin di dalet begodim all year, as said in these four garments, v'gizokt in parshas tetzave, it says there hakesoynes sheish mitznefes sheish va'avneg is given. It says sheish moshzor. It was a twisted. They had the linen, the threads. The threads with moshzor was twisted, so it came from strands that were moshzor. Mashenkin do b'yom kippurim, over Yom Kippurim is kshenis bad, u'michnes bad, u'v'avnit bad, goyim mitznefes bad. Everything is just plain linen. It's not twisted. It's a single strand. Nit sheish moshzor, not a twisted strand. Norenchut, this is actually made out of a single strand, and you weave that strand to make that clothing. The Riber read the Posik Nor Vegan Der Levisha von the Dalat Begodim. That's why the Torah is only talking about these garments, because these are the only four garments that we changed. We changed for the Avoida of the four Begodim of the Kohen Gadol with what he served on Yom Kippur, that it didn't come from linen that was twisted, but it was a one strand linen. That's what the Posik is telling us. So Rashi tells you, no. And this Rashi Shoylel mit seinem Pirush Magidchu. This Rashi rejects by saying, no, Magid, this is telling us, Nit vimehotki can't learn, not like you could have learned, as the Posik is nor mefared dem shinui, that the Posik is just making the change, the way, the construction of the garments that are used on Yom Kippur. But no, the Posik is telling you that there is actually a change in the number of garments. Nit vimodgi can't learn, not like you may have learned, as the Posik is nor mefared dem shinui, the Posik only explains this change. Velche is nor in the dalet begodin, which only changes in these four garments. Oberer is nit shoylel de levisha fun the andere dalet begodin, but he does not reject the dressing up from the other four garments. No, that's not true. Rashi tells you, Magi, that's not true. Nor eine mishamesh lefnim b'shmeine begodim, but rather he does not serve in the inside with the eight garments. Der posikum tsheilo zayin di begodim shu mishamesh behem b'chutz. When the posik is coming to negate here, reject that he doesn't use the regular garments that he uses outside, ela b'arbo kekoyin hedyot, but only in the four, like a koyin hedyot when he does the pnim. So the Magid is coming to tell us not to erroneously think that the only difference is that it's a different kind of construction of the garments of linen, but rather that he only wears linen and he doesn't wear the other begodim at all. That's what Rashi is coming to tell us. But still, the word Magid, the Rebbe asks in Dalet, isn't clear. The God Magid, not clear. And also, the language of Rashi, the Rebbe will bring out, seems almost like he's saying something different. The kulon shel butz is not the, seems like he's trying to say what the construction of it is. Let's look inside. Dalet. Aber euch der pirush is schwer. But also this interpretation to explain this way Rashi is difficult, vile. Noisef lozeh, in addition to this, was euch le pirush zeh is nit glatik do isofa magid. Also according to this, the additional word magid, instead of just saying she'ena mishamish, is why is magid? Borum seif seif is Rashi nit meisif oif ha-mefurish beposik. In the end, even though Rashi is coming to negate a mistaken interpretation, but in the posik he's not adding it. Is not magid something else? And is bloy shoyle la pirush muter. Rashi is just rejecting a mistaken interpretation. Nit vidimashmos ha-posik. Not like the seemingly understanding of the Posik. Rashi tells you differently, but he's not telling you anything more that is not in the Posik. He's just telling you that don't make a mistake and learn it correctly. So why is the word Magid? Magid usually says something else. So in addition to that, is noisiv of them. In addition to that, they're seen from Pirush Rashi. The Rashi's end. Rashi says he serves in the four begodim kikoyin hedyut v'kulam shalbutz, and they're all made, out of linen. Is nit not ibrik? It's not only as we asked before. Why do we have to say this? Not dos is ahad goshev lehepech, but this actually emphasizes just the opposite. As gita mokem letos, this allows us to make a mistake, as the chiddush from posik is indeed dalet begodim, that the novelty the posik is trying to tell us about this begodim was the posik rechon yois, that the posik is counting as kulon shel boots. Somehow we're talking about, we should know that these are all garments of boots, but that wasn't the issue. Hey pechanal in Pirush Rashi. This is opposite. We try to explain Rashi. As the chidush from posik is blois in them vosetrok nit. The andre fir big dissolve. The posik is coming to tell us that he only wears the four and not eight. So don't make a mistake. And here we're emphasizing, oh, these four are made out of boots, but that's not what the issue, not what Rashi is coming to tell us. Rashi is coming to tell us that we only take four and not eight. So why would Rashi say kulon shel boots? So there's something else over here, as the Rebbe will explain now. The Rebbe says what bothers Rashi is the placement of this word, statement that he works with the, that he serves with these four garments. It's placed in, first the pasuk starts off by saying that Ya'arin comes with the two korbanos, the pasuk mentions over here, the parbe bokor lechatos v'ayilo ilo, and then the pasuk tells us with what he serves. And the placement, why the pasuk say it over here, not in the beginning or at the end? And the Pashtus one learns that both of these korbanos that the pasuk mentions were done with the big day with the boots, but that's not true. As you say, let's look inside. Hey, is there bir bazeh? Is there an explanation in this? Rashi kum ferentver na shayla v'shtoltzich in pasuk. Rashi is coming to answer a question comes up in the pasuk vegen levishes habugodim mokim zeh. Why is the pasuk telling us about putting on the garments over here in this spot? It seems that this should have been written other far from them koyen godel b'yema kippurim. Either this should have been before all the avodas and the korbanos of the koyen godel b'yema kippurim. The Torah says b'zois yove arim first b'par ben bokor. So before saying b'par ben bokor, should have said how you serve in the on Yom Kippur. So either before all the Vedas, Kabbalas, then Kohen Gadol be Yom Kippurim, in the Friedikum Pasuk, meaning in the previous Pasuk, not after Parben Bokor Va'ayloilo, just start off that Ksoinus Bat Kodesh Yilbosh, Mitznef is Bat Yitznef, and then say B'zeis Yovei Arin, other Nogdem, or afterwards, with the Pasuk. After the Torah goes through, enumerates all the services of Oserot Gidarf Ton, Zayindik Ongiton in the Begotim that he had to do when he was dressed in these garments. But from them was the Torah Zogdem Tzivudo, the fact that the Torah tells the command over here, Gleich Nogdem Posik, it says it immediately. We mentioned the two korbanos, the par, the bull that he brought for achatas, and the ram that was brought for an oilo. So one would assume, as the arbo begotim tuteron, nor by them par ben bokor lachatos, by these two he puts on these four garments, because right afterwards the posik says mitznefes bad yitznef, the posik says bad kodesh yilbosh, as soon as we tell you about these korbanos. Zaynik the korbanos amiyuchodim loy b'yom kippurim. Those are the specific korbanos for the kohen gadol and yom kippur. This parben bokor lechatos and the ayilo ayilo. And therefore, by this korbanos, he has to do that. But we know the fact is that is not true, because we see in the pasuk beferish mele by the parben bokor lechatos. We know that was done. They sprinkled the blood inside. They brought it inside. So therefore, that was done with the four garments. But the ayilo oilo, we see beferish in the pasuk that it was done with the eighth pegadim. Aber from the psukim weiter is klar, but from the verses later on it's very clear. As Aleph number one, Eilos Soy, his Eilo, the Eilo of the Kohen Gadol, the Eilo Eilo, Vert Giton in Andere Begodim. that is done in other garments. Pasuk says, "V'lovash as begodov." Later on, he should put on his garments. The Pasuk talks over there before he goes and does the ayla ayla, says his garments. What does it mean, his garments? That means the eight garments that he serves them all year, as Rashi says. So he does put on all the eight garments to do the ayla ayla. Here the Pasuk is telling us, after the ayla ayla, that you wear the garments. Beis. As the Allah avoides bees oilosi. So in between, the Torah discusses over there the two seirim, the two goats that were brought. The shnei seiris in lechatos. There were two goats for lechatos. For nadas b'nei Yisrael of the community, one was sent lazozel and one was serviced with the goyrel. Und avoides haketoides, and then you have the service of the ketoides was veren oizgerechem. Those are enumerated noch unser Pasuk, after our Pasuk. Darfen euch getan werden in die Arba Begodim. They must be done also in the four Begodim, as we learn later on in the Parsha. So this Bezoy that he comes with a Mitzvah after enumerating this Korbanos cannot be talking about just these two Korbanos, because it's not true. First of all, the other Korbanos also needed to have the four begodim, and the Ayla Ayla had the Shmoyne begodim, so doesn't apply there. The Rebbe is Rashi Mefarish, so that's what Rashi explains. Magid she'ene mishamesh lifnim b'shmoyne begodim shum mishamesh behem b'chutz chulum. This teaches us that he doesn't serve on the inside with the eight garments that he does in the Aitzah. What does it mean to say? Af al piyas pashtus hakosuv is lechayda mashma. Although the simple reading of the verse seemingly appears to say, asiz negeye to the beide korbanes, that this ksoynes bat kodesh is, it connects and it's important for both korbanos, for the chatos and the oila. The truth of the matter is that's not true. It only applies to the chatos and not to the oila. Af al pi as pashtus hakosuv is lechayra mashma. Although the simple meaning of the verse appears as is negated to the beide korbanos, was veren gizoktim ferir the composik, that it's connected to the both korbanos which are said in the previous posik. Side der chatos and side der oilo, is der pirush nicht azoy. The interpretation is not so. Nor the posik kum zogun, but the posik actually is coming to tell us, as eine mishamesh lifnim, bishmoyne begodnim shum mishamesh ben bechutz, that you don't serve inside with the garments that you serve on the outside. And therefore, what is of these two korbanos that you do the inside is only the chatas. Und der ayel oilo is doch hakravosi b'chutz. Where do we offer the ayel oilo? We bring it on the outside. Und the idach, but on the other hand, the ala weiter di kiavoida is all the later on, the services that we read in the posse, the seirim, the ketoiris, the hazoyas hadam, von die Schnee, sie ihre Isim und die Geteure Schulu. So, now, the actual Korban, were done, the Korban was also done on the Mizbeach outside, but that's what the Rebbe says, both. It doesn't mean that we're made fully inside. The ketores was done in the inside, but the karbonis was litzoydach is doch als bifnim, because the sprinkling of the blood, even though the actual karbonis was on the outside, but the sprinklings of the blood of the chatos took place on the inside. Da zoyes hadam for the shnei siri izim und the ketores chulu is doch als bifnim oder tzoydach pnim. The Rebbe articulates here in the Ha'orah, that they're talking about if the blood goes into the inside, so then the avodah that takes place in the outside is still considered to be an avodah's pnim. So, therefore, ubemeila verze giton in the arba v'godim. That's why they're done in the four garments, because they are all connected to the avodah's pnim. Undos gufe is der tam was der inyan abgodim shtei davke do nochem posuk, and this is actually the reason why the idea of the begodim says in this posuk after bezois yove aron al kodesh goymer nit frier far alle korbanis, not before all the korbanis so nit peter, and not later on noch dem siyum for the korbanos amiyuchad v'yom kippurim, after the end of the korbanos that are designated especially Yom Kippur. Why did the Torah put in the middle? Midem zog der posik, that what the posik is actually telling you, as the levisha from the fir begodim, that why are we putting on the four garments, is nit mitzad avedos hayom for Yom Kippurim. It's not because of the service of Yom Kippurim. Not because of the service. Because if it would be the service, then it would include everything. It would be in the beginning and the end. Nor mitzad bizois yovei arin ala kodesh. With what arin comes to the kodesh. Which means that chidush from Yom Kippurim, the novelty, what comes to special service in Yom Kippur, the shimush bifnim, the fact that you serve on the inside. The shimush bifnim can it zayin mitshmein nebegodim, because serving on the inside cannot be with eight garments. Shum mishamesh ben bachutz, that he serves on the outside. So, normally we'd say shum mishamesh ben bachutz means all year that he serves. But here we're talking, Rashi is making the distinction within Yom Kippur himself, that you can't serve Bezois Yove Arin Ela Kodesh with the eight that he serves on the outside on Yom Kippur. The other components, like the Oilo, the Ayel Oilo, that he's Avedus Chutz, over there he can wear the garments because it's not an Avedus Pnim. Since it's Bezois Yove Arin Ela Kodesh, there is a distinction over here, what the service is. If it's done in the novelty of Yom Kippur, that you bring it on the inside, or it's connected to the inside, so then you serve in the four garments, but not like the avodas chutz. But do meinter beiker, what Rashi means here mainly, nitem shimush b'chol yimei sashona. We're not talking about the fact that all year he serves with eight garments. Nor shu mishamesh b'hem b'chutz b'yema kippurim atzmo. We're talking about here that he serves in the outside with Yom Kippurim itself. So the Rebbe learns that the reason why it's placed over here after b'zeis yovei arein el hakodesh to teaches that it has to do with what goes into the pnim. If it's said in the beginning, you would associate it with Avodas Yom Kippurim in the beginning or in the end. But it comes after Bezeis Yovei Aron El HaKodesh. And El HaKodesh is the Avodas Pnim, because you can't have the service that he does Bachutz to do it in the pnim. And the Rebbe says now there's another answer to a problem would seem that Rashi doesn't address. Apizeh vert euch verantwort at mir. This also answers a surprise. Pavos Rashi bevorot nit akushe bepshutu shel mikro. Why Rashi does not answer a problem that comes up in the simple meaning of the verse? Vibal das ein kateger nase saneger. Since we say that the prosecution cannot become the defense, you can't use gold, you have a problem. That's why he's not allowed to serve with the garments of gold. So how come on the outside he should serve with the garments of gold? Yom Kippur, the whole Avodah here has associated with Kippurim. So why just on the inside? Why not on the outside? Everywhere we should have not doing any service with the golden garments. So, why don't we ask the same question all year round? How come the Kohen Gadol wears 8 garments which have gold in them when he does this service? But all year round, it's not set up as a day of atonement. So even though there's atonement going on, so you can say it's okay to use gold. But here we're saying that in a day of atonement, we can't use gold because you can't have the Katega Nasis Aneger. How could you have the Katega Nasis Aneger on the outside? As it relates to the service of the Kohen Gadol all year round, even when he does a service, the Kohen Gadol, which idea is atonement, both men can't answer. Over there you could answer. As ein katege nasas aneger, when do we say this issue? When do we have an issue with the prosecution becoming the defense? Zokt menor in Yema Kippurim. We can say he said in Yom Kippurim. It was called in Yone because the entire aspect for London talk is Kishma Kippurim, because what is this day? It's an atonement day. Und der Far darf die Avoida von dem Tag sein, and that's why the service of this day must be mit Aziris Miyuchedes, with a special being very careful. Nid geben kein Ort for an Inyan von Kategi. We cannot give any room for any criticism, so we can't use things of criticism in the defense, because we have to be very careful. It's a day of atonement. But here we're saying, but as far as it relates to the service of Yom Kippurim itself, is not verstanding, so it's not understood. The gods, all of the service of Yom Kippur, whether it's the service on the inside or is the service on the outside, they should not have been with the golden garments. Is the Bir Bazeh, so what is the explanation? Ongedited in them was the Posik, Seines Bad Goymer. It is hinted to, or it's pointed out to, in the fact that the Posik, Seines Bad Koydesh, Kum Behemshech zum Posik, Bezois Yove Aren Goymer, that it comes as a follow up to the Posik, Bezois Yove Aren, which talks about going into the Koydesh. Durch Magdim sein gleich bas cholas avodes Yema Kippurim divertet. The fact that the Torah starts off right in the beginning of the service of Yom Kippur with the words, "Bezois Yove Goimer bepar Goimer," that is become bepar, bezois bepar, lernt uns der posik. The posik teaches us as the nekudas for Yema Kippurim that what is the point of Yom Kippurim? Nit the avodas hayoim. It's not the service of the day, nor Yovei Aren Ela Kodesh. Bezois Yovei Aren Ela Kodesh. We're talking about Aren coming to the Kodesh. The Knisa Le Kodesh HaKadoshim. The Pnim, the working, the entrance, going into the Kodesh HaKadoshim. That's the Pnim. That's what it's about, the Avoida. Und das bringt die Kapore Shul Yom HaKippurim. That what brings the atonement of Yom Kippur. Nor Bichdei, the Knisa Zol Le Kodesh Zol Zayn Vez Darf Zu Zayn. In order for the entrance to be as it should be, darf sie sein bezois, needs with this, as fordern sich verschiedene Korbonis und Avodis. We require here various different kinds of Korbonis and services, sei bifnim und sei bechutz, both in the inside and the outside, wie der Eil Eilo needs to be bechutz. But that's not the main kapore. The main kapore is the bezois Yove. The mele is verstandig, so now we understand. As the Bavornish for the Enkateger Nasis Aneger, this cautioning us that we can't have the criticizer, the prosecution, cannot become the defense, is Beiker in them Ort from Kapor de Yom Kippurim. Mainly, this issue we have is the place of the atonement Yom Kippurim, in the Ravay de Bifinim, in the service that takes place inside. So now, the Rebbe is explaining the rest of the Rashi, Rashi's end, that is saying that it's like a Kohen Hedjit. The Rebbe explains that one would think that the Kohen Gadol is losing out on Yom Kippur because he takes away from the Chovid L'Siparis. Yeah, because of an issue of Ein Kategi Nasa Sanege, we can't have the prosecution be the defense, but still, he still looks like he's missing, taking it away from the Kohen Gadol. Rashi's telling us, no, he's like a Kohen Hedyud, which means it's not taking away from him, but he serves like a Kohen Hedyud. Let's look inside, Zion. V'baal das loit pirush Rashi is der chidush vun posik. Ksoines bad goymer in der shalila. That Ksoines bad kodesh is coming to tell us that no, that we don't use the eight garments. As bifnin tormenit mishamesh zaymi the big dissolve, that in the inside you're not allowed to serve with the golden garments. Valenka take an asas and eger, because we can't have the prosecution become the defense. Is nit glatik. So this is not smooth. But milaran di psukim in parshas tzave, we read the portion of tzave zedmen dem goydel hazihiris. But designed by Levish Zabagod, we see how careful we need to be when we wear the garments. We want this service to be done in a way of honor and beauty. So the Torah is very particular about there. To the extent, one who serves, if the Kohen Gadol serves and doesn't have all of his garments, or a Kohen, anybody serves without their garments that they need to wear, is punishable by miso, by death. So why is it that because we have an issue that we can't have the prosecution become the defense, so the Kohen Gadol needs Zayin B'Shleimus, so it means that the Kohen Gadol is not in his wholesomeness, like Kovid Luciferus, to be for honor and beauty. He's not even allowed to wear the full number of garments as he usually does. So, and the Rebbe said that the if we would have learned, let's look inside. Yes, Lois. Voltman gelernt as b'yema kippurim is adin miyuchad b'negeya bigde kuhuna. If we said that on Yom Kippur there's a special din as far as bigde kuhuna, as the Kohen Gadol darf trogen an ander sug begodim, he needs to wear a different type, a different category of garments. V'chiz miyuchad l'yema kippurim, it is designated for Yom Kippur. Is nita zay kosher? That would not be so problematic if we gave us a different set of clothing for the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur. Why? The kishem v'bechol yemeis hashana ha'toyra ongezokt adin fun shmoyne begodim tzah Kohen Gadol. Just like all year round, the Torah had instructed that the law is you need eight garments for a Kohen Gadol. Ha'tazay oich toyra ongezokt. So then Torah also instructed adin fun dalet begodim miyuchotim liyem kippurim, a special din of four garments specifically for Yom Kippur. According to Rashi, there is no halacha, special novelty in the dalet begodim was the Kohen Gadol trucked in the four garments that the Kohen Gadol is wearing. It says nor faran, all it is we're just taking away. It's faran on Easter to trog a big day zov b'yom kippurim. We're saying you can't carry. We're just taking away. We're taking away from these eight garments. Ver de kasha seif seif. The question is kum tois as the Kohen Gadol is davke b'yom kippurim ki la mechuse begodim davke on Yom Kippur. It's as if he's lacking garments. So the far mus Rashi v'avornen. That's what Rashi must tell us, answer, as the Kohen Gadol trokt arbo ke Kohen Hedyut, that he wears like a Kohen Hedyut. Thus was the Kohen Gadol trokt bifnim nor arbo begodim, this that he wears on the inside only four garments, is nit der pshat as er talked fear von seine acht begotten. It doesn't mean that he's wearing four out of his eight garments that he's missing. Nor is damut meshamesh ve'akoyin edyot. Right then, he's a mechames like an ordinary koyin. Was misper begotov is melechat chila arba. To begin with, an ordinary koyin only has four garments to begin with. But not that we should look at it that Kohen Gadol is missing from the Kovid Luciferis because he can't wear all of his eight garments. And now the Rebbe answers the last word in Rashi, when the mitvet oich fern fashved menech fashtein, them seem loshon Rashi, the end of Rashi's language, v'kulon shel boots, they're all made out of linen. Kavonis Rashi, Rashi's intent is nit nor zu matgish zayin as didale begodim, seine nit ken inyan shel kategori. He doesn't mean to emphasize here only that this is made out of linen and therefore there is no problem, there is no prosecution here, there's no gold here. The baldas kulon shel butz, because they're all linen. Nor dos is oich hatois v'seraya, but this is also an additional proof as the shimush bifnim b'yom kippurim, that this that he serves in the inside, the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur, is ki Kohen Hedyot, is like an ordinary Kohen, and not like a Kohen Gadol who we took away four of his garments. V'egdam avnet shel arin, state in Parshas Pekudei, with regards to the belt that Arin wore, specifically Arin versus the ordinary Kohanim, it says as that is gemach geworden, that it was made sheish mozor, a twisted linen, uscheles vargomon. It had also the kinds of tcheles and argomon, betelas shoni, and telas shoni maaser roikim, the work of a roikim. In parshas Tetzave. This is in Pekudei. In Parshas Tetzave, v'ushtei der tzivoi fasiyah sabgodi, where the Torah tells us about making the garment, state nor as the avnet of zayin ma'aser roikim. It says it's made the work of a roikim. But as zoktobe niderbai, from velchon min oder minim, it doesn't give the details, tcheles hakomet lashonim, ervert gemacht. It doesn't say what, how you're made. Mashenkim ba'asiyah sabgodi in Pekudei. But when they actually made the begodim, in Tetzave was the command to make them. Over there in Pekudei, we read about how they were made. Shteitas avneto shalarin kohen gadol is given for the dalet miniman, was for the four kinds. So the gewaltige chiddush the Rebbe is presenting now. Kum tohis. As avneto shalarin is nit nor fun bad. That his belt was not just made out of linen. Haim vizog der ba posuk ba'avnit bad yachger, that he gets, that he has a linen belt, is der funge drugen, as the, that's why we derive as the begodim zainen nid de big de koin godl. This is not the koin godl's garment, no the zainen the arba ok koin hedjit, for the koin hedjit. The koin hedjit's belt was not made out of these four kinds. Un Rashi nemton be pshutishol mikra, and Rashi learned pshutishol mikra, Ados was the posik tilt ois avneto shel arin parsh pekudei. Why does the Torah just tell us the construction of arins? Is because arins belt was taken different than the all the coins belts, the ordinary one. The mont need the avnetim from bonov. He does not mention over there about the belts of his sons. Chodesh dort gufa der mont der posik the andere gimul begodnim from bnei arin. Although the posik does mention over there the other three garments of Bnei Aaron, but the Torah does not mention anything about the belts of Bnei Aaron, of the ordinary Kohanim. So Rashi learns Shutesh Mikra is while their posik red dor tafke wegen avneitu shel Aaron. That posik is specifically talking about Aaron's belt. It was made out of sheish mozor. Masha enkin the avneitu for Bnei Aaron, zane gemach geworden anders blois from bad, as opposed to the belts of the sons of Aaron, they were made different. They were made just of linen, and that's why when Rashi adds over here, kulon shel butz, meaning that also the belt was made fully just of bad, without being intertwined with the other one, and that means that he served as a kohen, because even that belt was not the regular kohen gadol belt, but it was the koyin. Well, v'yesh loymar, and the Rebbe says further, adosis for the inyonim ufloim al derech ha'alocha shebepirush Rashi. This is from the wondrous thing according to halacha in this Rashi. Rashi is mechulek with Rambam im den geder for the big day kahuna, big day koyin gadol b'yom kippurim. Rashi disagrees with the Rambam in the definition of the garments of the Kohen Gadol Yom Kippur. The Rambam zokt, the Rambam says, Big Day Kohuna Shloisha Minim. He says there's three types of garments of Kohuna. You have the Big Day Kohen Hedja, the ordinary Kohen's Gadol, or Big Day Zov, or Big Day Lov, and you have the golden garments, and you have the Big Day Lov. The Shittas HaRambam, according to the view of the Rambam, Zayin, the Big Day Lov and Shiyem Kippurim, that these garments of Lovan of the Yom Kippurim and under min begodim, there are different category of garments. Nit as is an isur zu trogen big day zohom. It's not that since there is a prohibition to wear the golden garments bifnim, ubemele bleib by him, and therefore remains by him nor fear for sein acht begodim, only four of the eight garments, because, like we learned in Rashi, but by the Koyen, by the way the Rambam learns, no. Nor as is adriter min begodim. There's a different category of begodim you could wear for Yom Kippur. We have a separate level of garments. Rashi is medayik, but Rashi emphasizes as bifnim dafer mishamish zayin in arbo ki koyen hedyet, that he has to serve with four, like a Kohen Hedyot, Kenal Baruch said earlier. In other words, it's not a separate category. It's not a new kind of garment that the Kohen Gadol wears. It's the Kohen Hedyot's garment. It serves like a Kohen Hedyot. Number one. Al derech zeh zetmen dem chilek for Ashmit and Rambam in the mechiv big deloven in Ochayin. Also, we can see the difference between Ashmit and Rambam with regards to the obligation of the big deloven in another matter. The Rambam zogt, Rambam says, Avodas HaMiyuchodos L'Yom Zeh B'Vig Dei Lovan, that the special services for that day come with white garments, with linen garments. Big Dei Lovan is Adin in Avodas HaYom. That means the service of the day requires Big Dei Lovan. But the din is for an Ashverikait. But that we have a difficulty in the way the Rambam learns. If all the service of the day, so what is the Ayla Oyla? Why does that not have the Rambam's view is difficult? Vos derin is frana shverikait, it is difficult. There are Ayla Oyla, and also Ayla Om, Zainan Havedis HaMiyuchodos L'Yom HaKippurim, they are services that are specifically V'Yom Kippurim, Afal Pikein Zainan Zain Nid B'Big Delovan, and still they're not with the linen garments. And that's why it make a difficulty. But Rashi associates it not with Avodas HaYom, but Avodas Pnim. Rashi farbin to abedem chiv from Big Dei Lovan mit Pnim. Rashi connects the obligation of the Big Dei Lovan with the service they do on the inside. It's not totally in Avodas HaYom. It doesn't hinge on the service of the day. Nor in dem ort von der Avoda. It's where the place to do the Avoda. Alts was vert kiton in prim. Everything that is done on the inside of the rakoponim to live with this prim, or at least minimally, it's done for the service of the inside. Darf kiton verem be big deloven needs to be done with the big deloven. Vorum, because we get at freer, as we learned earlier, there's no it Rashi b'shutu shal mikra. So according to Rashi, the simple meaning of the verse, that iker kapore for yom kippurim, the main kapore of yom kippur, is mitzad der knisse lefnaim lefnim, is because they're entering inside the zoysi over arnas that I've learned before. Und avodas hayoyim zainam loizat tnayum machshir to zain knisse. And the other services of the day are merely a condition and a preparation for his knisse. So the Rebbe brought down the two differences between Rambam and the Rashi, whether it's a different kind of a garment that the Kohen Gadol wore, or these are the Kohen Hedyot garments according to Rashi, or another difference, whether it is the service of Yom Kippur that requires Big Dei Lovan And then we have a problem about the ayil lo'ilu. How come that's not bifnim? Or it is the pnim according to Rashi. And the Rebbe says there are two things that are connected. Yud v'ula yesh lo'imar. Perhaps we can say as it's vein yonim hanal, these two above differences, aleph, tzi big de loven, is ayin shlili. Whether the garment of white are a matter that are negating that it's not 8 but 4, or this is the style, these are the four garments designated for Yom Kippur according to the Rambam. Base the other point, Sibig the Loven is farbundo mit avedes ayoim, or mit knisa lifnim, or that whether it's connected with the service of the day or we're entering it inside, so that this is also Zainatoli Zabazed, they hinge one another. If we should say that this is a special din and a positive of big dilovan, as the Rambam learns, is misaber zu zogun ados is adin navedisayim, then it's logical to say that this is a for the day. Borum kishem vi big de kuhuna bichlal. Just like the garments of Kohuna generally is associated with the service that they do, azoy is their din miyuchad from Big Dilovan. So likewise, this special din of Big Dilovan that we use, the Kohen Gadol uses according to the Rambam on Yom Kippur, apratin der avodah miyuchadus from them tog. It's a detail of the specific work of that day. So that day needs these garments. But if we're learning like Rashi that the big deloven are just negating not eight, the starting time big dissolve, you can't have the golden garment, is mistabert zu zogen. So then it's logical to say as that isur is verbunden nit mit der avoda gufa. Then it's not the avoda itself that it's associated, that every all the avoda ziyayim nor mit der mokoy from the avoda was the lost nit and the initial zog, but it has to do with the place. The pnim, that does not allow for an inyan shalzov of gold, because that's where the atonement takes place. Yudalef, the Rebbe learns now a lesson, this Rashi, from the Pirush Rashi, Otmen Aris, Ahiro in Avedas Hashem, we have a lesson in the service of Hashem. B'shas ayid vil poyol zayin lifnei Hashem titoru. He wants to impact, he wants to go before Hashem to purify himself. Benegeya zichas, as it relates to himself, on Benegeya, and as it relates to Atzveit Nidin, on bringing Alman Lifnei Hashem, to bring everybody before Hashem, Nenter Tzum Eberstun, Literosul, Metzosa, closer to the Hashem, to his Torah and his Mitzvahs, Darfer Tzum Alam Eshtem Wissen, so first he must know, as der Tzum Fodert Zich, as there's all Arangin Lifnim, that it's necessary for this, that it must go into the inside. Darf sich der Grund wenn he must reach, dig in to the Arangin and enter in sein Pnimis HaNefesh, into his inner of his soul. He has to all the ways to dig in into the inner of his soul. Bekoyach zeh dafker. And with that power going into the Pnim in his inside, ken reifton akapore betare. That's the way he can accomplish atonement and a purity of zich unefatzveit for himself and somebody else. You need to go in lifnim and your inside. Unterweg reingehen lifnim, and how do you get into the inside? Is durch oiston, sein lekoved lusiforis. Take off your honor, your beauty, those garments, the big dissolve, the golden garments. Kozman that filled sich lekoved lusiforis, as long as you feel yourself honorable and beautiful, cannot get into the answer, pnimis hakavona, can go into the inner intention. Only when you find yourself as a, feel yourself as an ordinary koyin, nit bebig dezov, nor bebig deloven, kulam shel butz, not with golden garment, but with the linen garments, all of butz, by him is meir der inyan hapshitus, by him shines the idea of simplicity, koin hedge, simple. Those dafke machtim roy, that makes him fitting to arangin lifnim, to enter the inside. And that way to impact an atonement and a purity, not just on yourself but also somebody else, bis to the extent as the keeper kal Yisrael, atone for himself, for his family, and for the entire Jewish community. This is Mesichas Shabbos Parshas Achrei Tovshin Lamed Vav.